It's time to learn more about what's happening in our communities with Community Matters on KD Country 94. Community Matters is brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.
All right, Dusty Donison with you here this morning. I'm going to turn my headphones up a little bit so I can hear Julio Raby, who will be joining us here from the Solomon Valley Community Foundation with a Give to Grow event coming up. It's a day matching initiative aimed at increasing visibility and long-term endowment growth for area nonprofits. And as a result of the successful November Match Month campaign and support of the Patterson Family Foundation, the Solomon Valley Community Foundation has set aside $25,000 in matching funds for qualifying nonprofits participating in this year's Give to Grow event. So I figured I'd get that part out of the way for you, and Julio Raby joining us again here this morning to chat about this from the Solomon Valley Community Foundation. Julia, I know that you're focused more on getting the information out about this event, and it's a full day event, right, coming up here in Beloit later this month, right?
Absolutely. So 2 weeks from today, we will be in downtown Beloit at the Municipal Building from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's going to be led like a vendor fair, so it's going to be nonprofit tables set up. We have 20 organizations participating, and they are so excited to share with you their mission, their next events, and what they're up to. And so we would invite the public to come to the Municipal Building. Whether you can give or you can't give, you're still welcome. We'll have bingo cards that when you walk in the door, you'll have an opportunity to get marks on that card by visiting with nonprofits. Entered that to win in a door prize contest, and our area businesses have graciously donated $100 door prizes. So every hour we're drawing from those bingo cards $100 that you get to donate to your favorite charity. So this really is for the community to come and to learn more about the work that's happening in Mitchell County. There are so many great nonprofits that do so many things behind the scenes for people in crisis, for students. And we just want the community to feel connected to that. And we as a community foundation want to support that good work. And that's why the board has set aside $25,000 in matching funds.
I know that this would take a lot to put all this together, probably. What's the process been like for you, and like who's all involved with that of getting this thing going here coming up in a couple weeks?
Absolutely. Well, actually, I was thinking about that. I was coming in this morning that we've really been planning this for 2 years. Mm-hmm. This is something that's been come through a strategic visioning meeting with our board, and the board has looked at our community and what makes Mitchell County great. We know that we have an amazing community. A big piece of that is the work of our nonprofits. And so as the foundation has been blessed by Dangy Hansen with our matching dollars through our match month that we do every November, we came together as a board, and through committee work, we planned out this exciting Give to Grow. And so that has been going on. The board and the committees have been making decisions. I've been in a lot of board meetings for nonprofits, which has been a wonderful gift for me to get to go to Heart Choices and get to go to Solomon Valley Cinema and just meet these wonderful volunteers who make these organizations work. And through creating these funds, these organizational funds with the Community Foundation, they're putting their trust in us to lock arms with us. And we are just so excited to be able to kick off this day.
Again, we're talking with the Executive Director of Solomon Valley Community Foundation, Julia Raby. And this is an event that is not just going to affect Beloit, but it's the entire area, right?
Absolutely. So Mitchell County is the area wide would be able to, they can participate. Any nonprofits that are supporting Mitchell County specifically can participate through these organizational funds. And we are just hosting it in Beloit because a lot of people come downtown. A lot of people do their business in Beloit, and it's on a Wednesday. So we hope that people will come in. We have food trucks, so they can grab lunch. They can grab dinner. The food trucks will be staying until night. So we have a taco truck, and we have Big T's graciously coming down to be in the tier off parking lot. So that's where the food will be. And so that's where we will be. and then there'll be a pathway across to the Muni, and we'll have that open for people to come through. And there's a photo op. There's giveaways. There's all kinds of exciting things happening in the Municipal Building all day. So we invite the community to come and check it out.
People just heard Cody Johnson coming through. I usually wake up at this time. So that was my alarm clock. I wake up to Cody Johnson. So Julia Raby with us here this morning. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Another fun part of this is you're going to bring in some kids, right?
Yes.
And they're going to be able to take part in this. So maybe those parents that are out there wondering, what's my kid doing here this day again? What's going on that part of
Absolutely.
It?
So the fifth graders of Mitchell County, so every school, Lakeside, Tipton, our St. John's kids and our Beloit kids will be bused, or I don't know if they'll walk down from Beloit or St. John's, but they have all been invited to come to this event, and they will be coming from 1 to 3 at different intervals. But thanks to Guarantee State Bank and SMC Concrete and Construction, each student will have $20 to donate to other organizations of their choice. So they'll come in, they'll have Monopoly money, $5 increments. They'll have four $5 bills that they will get to choose and learn about the nonprofits, give to who they want to give to. And we are just so excited for them to participate in philanthropy in person that day.
Yes, it sounds like it's going to be a fun event. We're going to be there from 11 to 1 that day here at Katy Country 94, so we're looking forward to that. Is there any other things you want to pass along? I know if people want more information, or if you can't make it that day, there's always other ways to donate, right?
Absolutely. So givetogrowmc.com, and that's going to be the way that you donate online. That's going to be how you see all the participating organizations involved. That will be giving you all the details and the questions answered that you need. So I would encourage anyone to go to our website. Again, it's givetogrowmc.com, and also you'll get my contact information there as well.
Julia Raby, the Executive Director of the Solomon Valley Community Foundation, here with us on Community Matters. Thanks for the time, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
And we thank Julia for the time. Again, Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit.
Should you be screened for lung cancer? Hi, this is Erin Stewart, radiology technologist at Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, and we offer a low-dose CT lung cancer screening. This screening is used in healthy people with no symptoms, but at high risk for lung cancer. If you are a current or former smoker over the age of 50, you could meet the high-risk eligibility criteria. Talk to your doctor regarding this screening and to be referred to the Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems Radiology Department. Your health is our priority.